you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday, for Tuesday, January 24th, 2006. How's it going? And with me is
Big Fatty, the gassy Big Fatty.
Well, Big Fatty is always gassy, that poor old thing.
Yep, that's right.
So, Big Fatty, we're giving this garage band one more try.
I thought it was guitar band.
Mm. I've ruined it. It's the Gitter Band. So we're giving
the Gitter Band.
The Gitter Band. One
Banjo Band.
The Banjo Band, right. I'm giving her one more shot to prove
that's
that
good.
She is not something I'm going to have to blame Steve Jobs for ruining. So
yeah. Speaking of Mr. Jobs, did you read or hear that he has bought controlling shares in Pixar?
Yes, and with Disney and Pixar merging, or Disney getting
that
ready to
means,
buy Pixar, that means Mr. Jobs will have a very influential say in the goings-on at Disney as well.
Well, I can only hope that he gets the Blatt a nice little G5.
Well, you know, I have a feeling that he will... You know, keep those positions separate from Apple. He's done a really good job with Pixar, keeping Apple separate from Pixar. And in fact, industry experts say, and it's an article. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. I just read the article. In fact, the Blatt, of all folks, forwarded it to me and said, hey, this is in the Wall Street Journal today. Check this out. And I went ahead and forwarded that to Extra Special Chris because apparently he can't seem to get his Wall Street Journal delivered. They've missed him for over a week now. So.
Oh, those big fat things over there in Cabbage Town.
So, that's exciting, though. I mean, I think that Steve Jobs is a force to be reckoned with in the business world. And watch out, Bill Gates. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Watch yourself.
Fuck him.
So, Big Fatty, how you been doing since we recorded the test edition of the show?
Well, you know what today was, don't you? I heard it on the news this morning. The most they've done these studies and everything,
right?
And they've come up with these formulas and everything that have determined that today is the most depressing day of the year.
I could easily see that.
So, the good thing is, by the time most everybody hears this tomorrow, they've already had the most depressing day of the year behind them.
I can only hope that they have reacted well and with dignity and would make us proud that they're our listeners. And I'm fat.
You're fat.
And I'm stumbling over my words because I'm fucking tired. So, anyway.
And Larry, why would you be tired?
Well, I guess we could talk about my weekend a little bit. Now, today we're recording this on Monday about 7 o'clock. So Saturday night I went out for a little bit of a beverage. And I didn't really – I think I had maybe two drinks and
there's the problem.
Yeah, I mean it was okay. I had a good time, you know. Like I just didn't stay out very long. I didn't have very much to drink. I'd had like 2 gallons of water before I went out. And,
oh, Lord, you bloated thing.
I know. I was all bloated. And, you know, my internet husband, Mr. Omar from theotherO.com, was getting ready to go out of town to Las Vegas. That'd be out of Atlanta, not Charleston. But so, you know, I was thinking about that. I'd been talking to him and everything. And we had done his show, like his first one after the Southern Voice article came out. And
Brian,
we'd done this show, and So I thought I was going to need to relax, but really the crowd was absolutely heinous on Saturday night, with the exception of maybe 10 real good folks.
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't much enjoy that. So I came on home after the drag show and then got myself all together because I had to go see the Hatch yesterday to pick up Mr.
Right.
Bugaboo and Miss Bugabet.
Now, excuse me. Now, Friday night, weren't you going to go see the Bareback Mountain?
I did. We talked about that on the show we did that we posted for like Saturday afternoon, Sunday.
Oh, and we talked about you waking up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Hot Tub and Larry's house when his mama came to the door.
I think you've got those details a tad bit wrong.
Oh, I think that you're fat. But anyway,
big fatty, like poor old thing. Anyway, no. Yeah, we talked about all that mess, and so I went out there. Y'all, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, I confess.
Now you had a dinner date with your friend Tom on Saturday night, right?
Well, what happened was the phone didn't
ring.
What
happened?
The phone didn't ring, and I was taking a four-hour nap, and so that little voicemail, ding dong, did not wake Miss Hordy up, y'all. It takes more than that, and Tom, being such a good friend, he knew Miss Hordy was sleeping, and so he didn't even bother. That's another reason I went out, because I knew that I had stood him up for dinner, so I should have a drink with him, since he rarely goes out on Saturday nights, because he works on Sundays. I went on out and had that beverage with him, and you guys, and Cousin Patrick from the Cousin Queer, and everybody. And so last night, I got back from getting Bugaboo and Bugabet, and I did go and have dinner with the good Tom, and we went to the Victory.
How is Miss Rascal, by the way? Give us an update on Miss Rascal.
Miss Rascal, if y'all don't know who Miss Rascal is, she's my mother's cat, and she is thrilled that Bugaboo and Bugabet have left the Vader family complex.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a photo of Miss Rascal?
I do have photos of Miss Rascal. Absolutely, I do.
Why don't you post that as today's show artwork?
I'll dig around and find it. I've got one of Miss Rascal napping on my iBook back when I had the iBook.
Oh, Lord.
That worked. So,
oh, poor thing.
I know. So I'll dig that up. That'll be cute. You'll enjoy seeing Miss Rascal. She's just a big yellow ball of fur. But how about I get to my parents' house, Big Fatty, to pick up the cats, the Kittycatamuses? Those things were fatter than they have ever been in their lives. I mean, I went to pick up Bugabet, and I thought I was going to fall over. Oh, Lord. And, of course, my mother's response was, well, when you brought them here, they just looked sickly. They were so thin.
Well, right. That's what happens when you give it to Hatterina.
And I said, they were not sickly. They were healthy at that point. And now, enormous, a month later. So
now they fit right in at the Vader family household.
Well, they do, which may not be the Vader family household much longer, but we're working on that.
Wow.
So,
I'm
trying to get rid of
her. Is that before or after the secret trip?
Before the secret trip, which isn't a secret, actually, anymore. Thanks, Big Fatty. Thanks, Extra Special Chris.
I didn't do it. Extra Special Chris did it. He ruined it. He and John both ruined it.
I know. So, but anyway,
Hope he remembers to request the vegetarian meal on the British Airways.
We're not flying British Airways. We're flying Delta. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that trip. We'll have a whole show devoted to how the four of us are going to take London, Paris, Barcelona, wherever by storm. So,
hello, Simon. Do you hear him? Hello.
Omar and Mr. Larry Vader are going to be in the UK. So, go ahead and get over the
Just
shyness.
Walk it on. Right.
Yeah.
And show them. They're going to take you to the hoist in London.
No, we're not.
Simon.
You know where we're going.
There's this
bar in London that my friend David, who lives there, pointed out, and it's called, oh, shit. Of course, I can't remember the exact name.
Larry's Bar.
No, it's like Little Big and Bigger or something like that.
Oh, Lord. Well, you fit into the back part of it then, right?
And it is a bar. I sent Extra Special Chris the website, and he was absolutely horrified, but Omar and I are going to be in absolute heaven. It is a Bear, Chubb, and Chubb Chasers bar in London, which in the U.S. would scare the shit out of me, right?
But yeah.
I'm looking, I'm like, oh, and I thought David was just giving me a hard time or whatever. But then I look
What's
at the
name
pictures,
of it again?
I can't remember the exact name of it.
Oh, Lord.
He's not online. If so, I would invite him to the iChat conference. But anyway, so with all that said, it means that I was like, oh, great, because you know what a Chubb bar and full. Of, can you imagine a bar in Charleston that's full of Bears, Chubbs, and Chubb Chasers? Could you imagine how heinous that would be?
Yeah, it's called Patrick's.
Oh, right. Well, anyway, those boys, if those are Chubbs, y'all, apparently the definition of a Chubb in London is go to littlefatty.com and click on what is a little fatty or about us or whatever, because they are fucking delicious. So,
well, right. And all of us here at the Little Fatty Cast are delicious, right?
Right, absolutely. And so they'll be all over Omar and I, right? So,
right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've got a few more details.
Which
to work
brings
out.
Us,
yeah.
Which brings us to people that love us here at Little Fatty, some e-letters we received, Larry.
Now, Big Fatty, we have received some, so go ahead.
It's picked up, Mr. Henry Lyons. You know our good friend Henry Lyons.
I do. Sorry, I'm making notes. Hang on. 11:30.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
E-letters. Okay. Go for
oh
it.
Lord. All right.
Well, y'all are still learning how to use the guitar band, so be patient with
right,
me.
Right, banjo band.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mr. Henry writes and says, "Listen, girls, you have a great repartee, and although the conversations pass further into the scatological than I might like, I agree with Larry that those people who unsubscribe because of too much Big Fatty are just ignorant. Of course, this might all have to do with the fact that I am no SYT, and that is an acronym for Svelte Young Thing. And by the way, most gay folks are not SYTs either.
They think
Can't
they
we
are.
Learn from the straights? They're obsessed so much over weight and appearance that they now have a hugely superficial hero culture. Well, there you go. And he enjoyed being brought along for the trip to San Francisco.
Well, yeah,
and all of our mini and mega dramas.
One other thing about Mr. Henry that maybe you aren't aware of is that he's the host of the Chosen Thought podcast. And he's been a long time listener.
Do we have a link for that?
I believe it's on littlefatty.com. If it's not, it will be by the time you hear this. It should be. Henry's been around for a while, and he's always been a great supporter of littlefatty.com. So, anyway, check that out. But, no, you're right, Henry. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say. Why is it – I have an iChat gripe now. Go away. Okay, there it goes. Yeah, I really like how this iLife all integrates together, but it can confuse Miss Horty a little bit sometimes. I do
big fat thing, you.
I admit I need a new computer, okay? Like, I admit, so – anyway.
Now, Larry, we had another e-letter from Jason of the www.drtweaker.com.
Oh, we did have one. I forgot. I have my e-letters open, too. Let me just go over here.
And he sent three delicious pictures. And
well, unfortunately, when
writes,
I replied to Jason, I did reply to you, but I got returned as spam. So...
Well, that's because you're full of spiced ham. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, you two. Can't remember if I've wrote to say hi or not. Pretty sure I have. But I absolutely love the shows. I'm always checking the iTunes to see if there's a new show out. Anyways, just wanted to say hi. You guys are great and awesome. And Larry, you're such a cutie. Anyway, I've been listening for a long time and just thought it was time to write you and stuff and things. Oh, and Larry, on the video in San Francisco, you should have let Big Fatty have the camera more so that we could have caught you walking down the street shaking your cute little ass instead of those other guys. Anyways, enough for me today. Here's a couple of pics just because I'm bored and it's 2 a.m. Okay, well, that's great. We love Dr. Tweaker that sends us the pictures at 2 a.m. So I write Jason back and say, Jason, thanks for the e-letter. I think this is the first time I have heard from you, but Mr. Vader, V-A-D-E-R, Larry Vader, generally gets contacted by the cuties in listener land. I agree with you that I should have shot more of the video. Too much hairy big fatty is not good for most. Thanks for listening and all the fatness. And then he writes back, you know, you're right about Mr. V-A-D-E-R getting all the emails. In fact, he is the only address on the website, honey. So you need to tell him to get on the ball and list your address on the website.
Now, oh, am I supposed to respond to that?
No, and then he says, and take away some of those princess points if he doesn't listen. Hugs.
Wow.
So you're losing princess points if you do not put Big Fatty's e-letter address on the website.
Well, Big Fatty, you know, now that you're mostly a permanent host on the littlefatty.com, I suppose we can hoist you onto the website.
Well, that's a big old hoist. And speaking of the hoist, Simon and Larry Vader and Omar will be appearing there at some point. That's located in London, I believe.
I've seen a little movie filmed at the hoist. I don't believe it's the sort of place that Mr. Simon would enjoy.
Oh, it's always the quiet ones.
It's true. Of course, Omar and I would roll up in there, and they'd probably call us Precious. So
they'd say, Precious, let me see your ID.
Right,
and
right.
You check your cardigan at the door.
Yes, yes. Well,
now, Howard has figured Big Fatty out.
Not only has he figured you out, he blind carbon copied me on that e-letter.
Uh-huh.
So Mr. Howard and I have been conversing.
Right.
Now, I wrote that. That was the first one I wrote this morning when I got to the coal mine. So I noticed when I reread it, it's got quite a few misspellings in it because I was struggling at about 8 o'clock this morning or when I got there, 8:20. Mr. Howard, Big Fatty, I said, look, honey. She said, hold on, let me see. Let me click on that. He sent us an e-letter that was subject – Big Fatty's new dirty boy.
Right.
And it said, horror alert and general workplace sensitivities may/do apply. And then he sent us three links to different people who he thought might be your North boy that you were talking about last night.
Right.
And
right.
Now, I'm guessing that the third link was not. It didn't
correct.
Look like the same person, but the first two did. And you know what? Oh, Lord.
Got
some sort of pop-up message. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Now, I knew exactly what to expect from the profiles before I opened them, and I saw exactly what I expected to see. But it did alert me to two new websites, which are tribe.net and hairyfaces.com. So,
which have the good men's on it.
They do. They do.
Now, if Howard finishes his rant about North Boy with, what the fuck? Well, now, Howard, I've got one picture of you, Howard, and it's a good picture. I'm not complaining. But, you know, you're shooting me the bird, and you got your clothes on.
Well, I sent Mr. Howard a message back and said, you know, essentially blah, blah, blah. Don't take this personally. But I will support you if you choose to boycott the Big Fatty. I completely understand that your feelings have been hurt. And, you know, thanks for bringing it to my attention. So.
Well, Howard, you were number one on the Big Fatty list. And you remind me of that with that one finger every time I see your picture. So, what the fuck, Howard? Send me some more pictures.
Correct. Now, did you get the message, the e-letter? This has been the longest e-letter segment ever, but Jesus Christ, the e-letters have been coming in.
Well, they've been coming in. They've been coming in.
I know. Now, we also got one from Baldy68.
You forwarded that to me.
I did. And apparently we made him laugh, and he enjoys the sound of smart Southern gay voices, and it's pure music. He's already developing this first date with Big Fatty fantasy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord.
I'll never view the hats and skulls at work the same way. I didn't know she had a second job.
You know, as we've said, everybody has their own coal mine, and everybody has their own hats and their own skulls. It's just we've brought it to the attention of the world as to how to classify them.
Right. And Robert, or Baldy68, and Robert is his name. He's in Nashville. Mm-hmm. He's in Nashville.
And,
so.
And, you know, after that first date with Big Fatty Fantasy, he says, keep it going. Okay. Yeah.
I am horrified.
Thanks, Robert.
But Robert sent us a picture, and he's got the right. facial hair. You know, Miss Horty loves
Hello.
The facial hair.
Hello.
And the shaved
Simon.
Head. So,
Simon, time to grow a cum catcher.
That's right. Larry Vader and Omar are on their way to visit.
Right.
So, okay. Is that all the – are all those – would those be all of the e-letters, Big Fatty, or do you have more?
That's all Big Fatty got.
Okay. I've got
– You usually get a lot more than I do.
Well, I did get one from Extra Special John. I don't know if I mentioned this.
You didn't.
But he is very concerned – because there were coal miners trapped by a fire on January 20th. What was that, Saturday or Friday?
Yes.
And he keeps – he whatever. And, you know, Extra Special Chris then responded back, you know, it's not a good amount for coal mining, is it? And I said, we do have those miners here in our prayers, those of us in the Charleston mines.
Absolutely.
So, and so please stand by for CNN cameras in wives' faces. So anyway – I don't even know the outcome of that. We've been real busy at the mine these today,
Dead.
Especially. Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't make fun of it then.
No. I mean, it could have easily happened in a salt mine or, you know, something like that.
Right. Or it could have happened in our mines. Really.
Right. But
I
it
mean,
didn't.
It didn't. And it's going to one day, especially with
yeah.
that infestation we've got. So,
and speaking of infestations,
that's right. Hit it, Big Fatty. So yeah, welcome to your skull update for today.
Did you see the shoes she had on,
Big Fatty? Did you see the outfit she had on?
She looked like she had on some kind of pump, black pumps that had silver things nailed to it. I thought she was going to break out in a tap dance or something.
Well, you know, she was feeling festive today. So festive, she didn't speak to me this afternoon. So I don't know what I could have done to warrant that, but whatever it is...
But keep it up.
Correct. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some of the different things she did today. She's still having the computer problems. And actually, to torment her a little bit, Larry Clyde's printer died,
right.
Which is the impetus to go ahead and order the group printer that we're going to use so that she can't print everything at her desk. She's going to have to get up to get what she's printed.
Now, are you going to put it on her desk?
I haven't decided where I'm going to put it.
Is it more annoying? Let's ask the listeners. If there's going to be a group printer for everybody in the office.
Not everyone, but those folks in that portion right
several
there.
Several people.
Yeah, several
right.
folks.
Three or four people.
Right.
Okay. Would it be better for the skull to have to get up from her desk to go pick up her individual things she prints, which is a lot, or would it be more annoying for everybody to be printing to the printer beside her, confusing her, thinking she's printed something when she really didn't?
Right, and hovering around her desk with that fan being really loud when she's trying to talk on the phone, because it'll be a Xerox printer, and they go, meh.
Especially when they are going to jam.
Right. We are, Pig Fatty and I are well too aware of the jamming sounds of a Xerox printer, unfortunately.
If only there were fiber for the Xerox.
Correct. But I'm still going to buy another one because they're great printers. And that's your Larry Vader printer recommendation for the day.
Me. All okay. Right. Now, did you have anything else skull-like to report?
You know what? Other than that lamppost that we hope is going to fall on her car soon, I can't think of anything else.
Y'all, it is just a leaning.
And she parked right
hoping
next
she just,
to it.
I'm hoping she just gets a little bit too close one day and it falls on top of her and breaks her skull.
Well, it'd probably shatter the light post, but the lamp post, I
right.
guess.
Right, but the skull would not be hurt.
We can always hope, you know.
And did you notice that she was throwing candy wrappers in the trash can in the workroom instead of in the kitchen where all food wrappers should be placed?
I did notice that, and I know you even brought it up, that, you know, we do have an infestation, and those candy wrappers with chocolate in that trash can in the workroom are just as bad as banana peels by the coffee machine.
Well, I think that we should put a little sign on the trash can in the workroom that says, no.
Right, and she will really
now explain
appreciate
that to them.
Y'all, oh gosh, it's probably been 3 years ago now, 4 years ago maybe.
Something like that.
Even it's been a long time ago. It was one of our big coal mining weekends, and she has a desk that's kind of open when you walk into the coal mining executive offices. And even though the offices are closed on the big weekend, we were all still around, and people were kind of coming in and out, you know, checking their e-letters or whatever. And so she didn't want people to put food in her trash can under her desk. So she puts a big sign on it that says no and hides it in her closet, right? Well, certain ex-coal mine directors hoist it right on up into her closet and proceed to put fried chicken and barbecue under the no sign in the trash can.
Fantastic. So that's why we need a no sign.
And to this day, she still gets mad about that.
Now, Larry, is that the end of the skull update?
Done.
Okay, that's it. Larry, I'd just like to report some of the away messages on my iChats right now.
Y'all, Big Fatty has finally got himself using the iChats.
Extra Special Chris is saying that he's in a photography class. Of course, your away message says, did anyone ever tell you that you're fat?
Oh, I thought it said pound cake time. Oh, it must have changed it when
I
conference
you.
Yeah, it used to say pound cake time. Okay.
And John Michael Haas is cleaning the apartment. Then he's got a night out with Sloan in the gang.
That's right.
Who the fuck is Sloan in the gang?
I don't know, but it sounds like more fun than I'm going to have curling up in my bed here in a couple of minutes.
Hooray. Yeah, but you're going to be sleeping with two fat cats.
Right. They're back and they're curled up in the bed, taking up all of Miss Horty's bed space.
Did they come back in and shit all over the place?
No, they didn't. They didn't. They were on their best behavior.
Because they're afraid that you're going to take them back to Miss Rascal.
Probably. Let's see. I've got to change my little away message there.
Underpants?
No. I'm trying to look. Y'all, my friend Dave, who I can – well, I'm not going to give any more descriptions.
Well, it's just Orange Hat.
Orange Hat Dave, who was a good friend of mine. He's a really cute guy, really fun. Had a few issues a few years ago, moved away to kind of get himself back on track. And
excuse me, a little gassy.
Yeah. And anyway, he's got himself back together and wants me to go to the Talladega NASCAR race with him.
When is that,
Lord? That's April 30th, maybe.
Let's just check the calendar here and see what's going on that weekend.
Well, it's not a good weekend, so.
That's March. Wait a minute. April the 30th is the start of coal mining week.
Yes, it is, and so I can't go. Pretty much.
Ruined.
But it would be well worth it to go see. And what we really wanted to do is just go ogle and whatever, lick boys at the race.
Well,
so.
Nobody goes to a NASCAR race to see them actually drive. They want to see them wreck, and they want to have sex with the pit crew.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, Big Fatty, we're nearing that time.
Oh, I thought I felt my colon beginning to swell.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Sometimes that's referred to as crowning, you know?
Well, you're fat.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
But yeah, we're nearing that time of the show where we say goodbye to everyone. And it seems like
goodbye,
it's
everyone.
Long bye tonight. I mean, gosh.
Well, we were fibered up and, you know, you figured out how to use the banjo band and all.
Right.
So.
Well, I'm still not completely satisfied with it, but it'll do.
Now, did Extra Special Chris ever give you the little pointers?
He did not. He did not.
Oh.
He was too fat. We were really busy today working on stuff. I was busy converting files to uncompressed formats using GarageBand, and then we were also spent the afternoon. Excuse me, the banjo band. We also spent the afternoon deciding what shows we were going to see in London. So it was a busy afternoon. So.
And I do hope Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was on it.
It's not playing.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, but Mary Poppins.
You'll have to go to the Mousetrap. Ah! Of course it is. You know, Larry, I'm going to be off on Friday.
Oh, do you have some sort of horror event planned?
No, I'm going to be taking a day off. And
are you
getting
going
paid by the coal mine?
Huh?
And then going out to the Charleston Boat Show.
Oh, that's right. It's that time of year again. I forgot you were.
It
going
is
to the
that
boat
time
show.
Of year again. It's time for Big Fatty to be buoyant.
Well, we'll see how that turns out, y'all. If he sinks, I'll let you know.
Oh, Big Fatty ain't an anchor. He's me.
But,
so, go ahead.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hi, 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 hi there, hello.
Me.
So, Big Fatty,
Larry,
well,
have you done your taxes?
No, I haven't, I confess. I'm going to wait a while to do them because I'm going to use that money. Hopefully I won't have to pay any. But I'm going to use that money to spend in London, in Paris. It'll probably only be $100, but that's kind of how I'm going to manage that. Finagle that that income.
Were you aware that Larry Kly is going to Disney this weekend to ride Everest?
I was not.
Well, he has.
Well, yeah.
So, anyway.
And then, this is about it. Well, Big Fatty, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, if you want to get in touch with Big Fatty, all you have to do is go to the website and click on the Big Fatty at littlefatty.com e-letter link.
I'm sorry, you actually can't click on it. We don't have clickable e-letter links on the website because that attracts spam.
All right, you can't do that.
But you can go and you can see it and you can copy or you can then type that into your e-lettering program. And,
right, which would be BIGFATTY at littlefatty.com.
And what about on the Skypes?
I'm not on the Skypes anymore. I'm on the iChats.
Well, that's true. Until I can get the Skypes up and running. I'm working on the Skypes. There is a way to use the Skypes in the garage or the banjo band. God damn it.
Right.
Oh, my cat farted.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, let's blame it on the cat, shall we?